Good morning. We have Rob Bingham. He's the manager at the Sun River Nature Center. And this morning we're going to talk about a festival coming up, but also a story that captivated many people locally and people from throughout the country. This is the story of Patriot, the bald eagle, who was injured. First of all, how is Patriot doing today?
Patriot's actually doing really well. It's one of the great success stories of rehabilitation. A couple weeks ago, earlier in the month, we were able to transfer Patriot to a different facility, the Blue Mountain Wildlife Facility in Pendleton, which is a really great graduation for him in a sense.
So tell me his story. I know that some people found him maybe alongside the road.
That's right. So early in June, he was probably hit by a car out near Crane Prairie. And so he was found around June 20th by a couple people, happened to see it on the side of the road, and went, and the bird was pretty much comatose, wasn't able to move. So they're actually able to pick it up, which is always a little bit of a sticky situation. You want to be careful with these birds because they're very dangerous, and brought it to the Sun River Nature Center where we were able to assess it.
And you've received a lot of attention, not just from local school kids, but also throughout the country.
That's right. One of the big things that happens with digital media now is that things go viral. And that was one of the things that happened with this bird. Our vet, Jeff Cooney, who is an astounding vet, was doing a procedure with the bird on the table. And under anesthetic, Patriot stopped breathing. And so he actually did a beak-to-mouth resuscitation on the bird, actually breathing for Patriot for a number of breaths until Patriot finally started to breathe on his own, which is really exciting to see. And they happen to have video of it. So it went around the country, and that helped really spur a lot of the people to be interested in Patriot's story.
And I know local kids were raising money for the recovery. And
most definitely. There are some fabulous volunteers out there who really work to do everything they could for this bird. And the nice thing is that it raises awareness for this type of injury and accident situation nationwide, because this is not a rare occurrence. Birds are hit by cars quite often, and it's a real unfortunate story, especially for these larger birds, because it's it's pretty brutal on them. You know, they have hollow bones, so a lot of them break, and it's a big deal for them. So it's nice when we can really rally around a bird and raise a lot of attention for that.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about an event that's coming up here in a few days. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
And welcome back. We have Rob Bingham with the Sun River Nature Center, and this Saturday is Kids Day. Tell me about that.
Kids Day is one of our favorite days of the year. It's free for kids as long as they have parents there with them. It goes from 10 to 4 at the Sun River Nature Center and Observatory. There's talks, there's displays, there's live animals, there's a whole bunch of stuff, which is really great.
So for people that want to see maybe a pictorial of Patriot's story, they can come to Kids Day and maybe talk to you and other people there at the Nature Center to get the story from you firsthand.
That's right. We're going to have, we have lots of photos kind of through the whole process, from the bird being paralyzed to finally walking around on its own, eating on its own, which is great. They can also see a lot of the other birds that we have there that are permanent residents because they can't be released due to their injuries. And we're also going to be doing a vendor fair there called our Fall Festival, which is a really fabulous event this year. We're really excited about it. We'll have a number of vendors there selling their crafts. And also the Bead for Life program, which supports Ugandan women who actually make beads out of paper. And so it's a way for them to fight extreme poverty. So all the proceeds go back to those women.
Well, thanks for being our guest today on Live Take 5. Rob Bingham with the Sun River Nature Center. This has been Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.